Memories, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. By the Earth's calendar, it is the 6th of June in the year 2058. It is summer. The day is beautiful. I can hear birdsong and the buzzing of insects. A slight breeze ruffles the leaves of a nearby tree. I stand at the grave of Samuel James Witwicky, General, deceased. Those humans that attend the burial are soldiers. Of his friends and family, there are none. I bend down and place a flower on his grave. It is the custom, I am told, and no one else will come here and do this. I wonder, is this our doing? It is the height of war. Soon, I know, the end will begin. Cybertron, as we knew it, is already gone. We stand and watch our home burn, and I clutch the hand in mine. Soon, the Allspark will be gone. We are desperate. I clutch the hand in mine. I turn to the other mech. We come together in a clash of metal against metal. Desperate. Servos whir, metal screeches. Logic deserts me. Thoughts of tactics and battle plans fall away. Our sparks pulse brightly, and I scream. The Allspark falls into space and is gone. The end begins. This is my first day on this planet called Earth. I arrive. I scan for a form appropriate for this place. I head towards my comrades. I wait for his signal, his voice, his message flashing on my HUD. It is Prime who meets me, welcomes me, tells me they are glad to see me. He left with Prime. I know this. I voice no question. Prime averts his gaze. He is gone. I ask Prime of the situation here, of my tasks. This is my first day on this planet called Earth, and there is work to be done. His designation is Jazz. I have never met him before this day. He stops me on the street. He is new here. He is a musician. He needs to find a club he will be performing at, but is not certain of where it is. It is not out of my way. I will show him. He tells me of his former home, his love of music, his friends and family. When we arrive, he touches my arm and thanks me. My spark pulses, and my logic tells me his touch is no different from any other I have felt. The first human I officially meet introduces himself as Sam. On my HUD I can see his full name, birth date, family members, information about his participation in the conflict with the Decepticons. His face shows regret, sadness, and hesitation as he offers his condolences. He is an inferior organic being, our hero, and our destroyer. He seems excitable, young, and innocent, sincere in words and actions. I do not know enough of humans yet to know if my observations are accurate. I thank him, and wonder what our war will do to this one, inevitably entangled in our affairs. It is war. My maid sits at my bedside in a quiet medbay and sings softly. I have not heard him sing since the war began. His voice is beautiful. Hands that now know how to kill quietly and efficiently run over my chassis. He grins. I smile back. At the moment we are alone. Later we walk out of medbay, tactician and saboteur. Later we will both hear the whispers again. Cold-sparked killer. It is war, and this is what it has made us. But for now we are alone, and his voice is still beautiful.